Here in Washington on Wednesday, President Obama condemned the beheading of an American journalist by Islamic State militants, sometimes referred to as ISIL. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez has our report.
President Obama interrupted his vacation in the U.S. state of Massachusetts to issue a stern and solemn statement after U.S. intelligence confirmed the authenticity of a video showing a militant killing journalist James Foley.
Today, the entire world is appalled by the brutal murder of Jim Foley by the terrorist group ISIL.
The Islamic State group, also known as ISIL, has advanced through northwestern Iraq in recent weeks. President Obama recently ordered airstrikes that have helped Iraqi forces, including Kurdish fighters, stop the militants from approaching the northern city of Erbil. The strikes have also enabled Iraqi forces to take back control of the country's main dam and made it possible to rescue thousands of Yazidi refugees trapped on Sinjar Mountain in northern Iraq. The militants have said they killed Foley in retaliation for the airstrikes. Mr. Obama said U.S. operations will continue and warned the U.S. will seek justice.
The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant and we will be relentless. When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done.
President Obama praised Foley, a 40-year-old independent journalist who reported on the suffering of the Syrian people during that country's civil war and who had not been seen since militants abducted him in Syria nearly 2 years ago.
Now, Jim Foley's life stands in stark contrast to his killers. Let's be clear about ISIL. They have rampaged across cities and villages, killing innocent, unarmed civilians in cowardly acts of violence.
U.S. intelligence officials confirmed the video released this week also shows Stephen Sotloff, another missing American journalist. Sotloff's fate remains unknown. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
And before President Obama spoke to the nation on Wednesday, he spent some time on phone with James Foley's parents, John and Diane Foley, who spoke with reporters at their Rochester, New Hampshire home.
So many people were praying for Jim, and I really think that's what gave Jim an unusual courage. Jim just could feel the prayers. He was strong, courageous, loving to the end. I mean, we just hardly recognize our little boy. I mean, he was just a hero, you know.
And you know from the videos, his last words were, "I wish I had more time. My family."
So Jim had a big heart, and that's what we shared with President Obama. You know, we just pray that Jim's death can bring our country together in a stronger way, and with the values that Jim held dear. Sir, Jim would never want us to hate or be bitter.
James Foley's parents, Diane and John Foley, they were speaking on Wednesday. And at the United Nations in New York on Wednesday, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General spokesperson Stefan Dujarric, appeared before reporters.
The Secretary General condemns in the strongest terms the horrific murders of journalist James Foley, an abominable crime that underscores the campaign of terror the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant continues to wage against the people of Iraq and Syria. He extends his deepest condolences to the families, friends, and colleagues of Mr. Foley. The perpetrators of this and other such horrific crimes must be brought to justice.
Foley's killing has drawn a sharp response in Britain, where counterterrorism police are trying to identify the photojournalist's killer because the beheading video featured the voice of a man speaking with a British accent. French President François Hollande told Le Monde newspaper that there should be an international conference and a global strategy to address the crisis surrounding the Islamic State militants, members of a group that he called well-structured, well-financed, and in possession of sophisticated weapons. Mr. Hollande said this is the worst problem the international community has faced since 2001, when terrorist attacks against the United States killed nearly 3,000 people. France has contributed weapons to help Kurdish fighters in northern Iraq.